Entertainment, the Dragon Motorsports Truck and Tractor Pool, as well as the Farm Tractor Pool, gets underway at 7 o'clock. Also, I believe it's the Mullet and Beards contest tonight. Our very own Riley Reed, you can hear him afternoons on Q101. He's emceeing that thing, and I think he fits the part quite well. He is dressed for the occasion. And so, if you're looking for a good mullet, come on down tonight. I think that starts at 7 o'clock as well. Look who's rejoined us, Kurt. He is the curator of the Rockingham County Fair Museum. And we were talking before we went on the air about communications. You really focus on the communications.
Yes. Museum is focused on all aspects of farm life, but every year we take another theme. Since we're celebrating the 100th year of the invention of the telephone, why don't we talk about farm communication? How hard was that in rural America? And so I represent the Virginia Telephone Museum, curated in Richmond. I come up here. We've got telephone stuff here on display, long lines, how farmers could run their own telephone poles and wires and connect a station here in, say, Bridgewater to Stanton and talk to those people. It's just fascinating technology. And if you come up, you can talk to the very people that have years experience in this technology. But don't wait. Saturday, we get busy. Friday night, we get busy. If you want to really get in our museum, it stays crowded. And it's a gathering place of people sharing knowledge and experiences over the years. Farm life, social life, cooking, farm life, and communication, all aspects of it.
So I have to ask you, is there a rotary phone in this museum?
Oh, yes. We had the phone before the rotary phone.
Okay? Oh, my.
Yes. It's just, and before the rotary phone, it was switchboard operators, all of it done manually.
So can you imagine a kid today trying to use a rotary phone, especially with those eights, nines, and zeros?
Well, let me tell you, we have a pay phone with a rotary dial on it and a coin exchange. And the kids are fascinated with it, and they figure it out real quick, where to put the thing and how it works. And then the parents are sitting there explaining how they used it. And then they can relate back to their parents, grandparents. It's a generation of heritage, farm life.
I was always mesmerized because I used it as a kid, a rotary phone in the 8 and the 9. I just look at it, just tent. And you know, at the time, it's like it took forever. I'm like, couldn't you have some 1s and 2s and 3s?
Yeah, and normally you would think a museum of antiques only applied to senior people, okay, people who can relate to it. But we have radio technology that's used on the farm today, walkie-talkies that are license-free, and we hand them out in the museum, and the kids figure it all out, push the talk, and they have a blast.
One goes on one side of the fairgrounds, one stays put, and they're sitting there talking, and then they try to find each other.
There you go. And they know how to use that thing. They know, Roger beep, Roger yes. I guess they get it off of cartoons. I don't know.
That's it. YouTube. They can learn anything on YouTube.
Yeah.
Not to mention when they come in, was it the last weekend in June when they got the ham radio operators here that always operate here?
Yeah. So this is a family museum and a family event, and where you can go from the nature of petting the zoo animals. They call it petting zoo, but the farm animals.
Right.
We have the dairy barn right across the street. We have the beef barn next door to that, the goat barn. So in the middle of all the farm natural life, of farm life, is technology that made it all come together.
And now you can do anything with this right here phone right here. You can press buttons. You can watch the internet. You can even take pictures of yourself. And the least thing they do on it, talk on the phone.
Yes, well, what I have a specialty, we have a large display of all of the things that are 50 years old on a table that once existed 50 years ago that's in a smartphone. We have a film camera where you had to go to the drugstore, buy a box of film, bring it home, put it in a camera, put a flash cube on it, take a picture, then have it developed before you could show it to somebody. And yet the kids see the smartphone and mom and Paul use this.
Yeah, exactly. No more Kodachrome.
No Google Maps. You use a map.
That's
a road map at a gas station.
And a GPS. Yes, technology has come a long way. But you like to relive history here at the museum.
Yes, and that's what it is. It's bringing life back to where it once was. It's a reminder of our heritage, that we are enjoying the modern world that we live in today in farming and agriculture that our previous generations scuffled.
Wow.
With the hard equipment. You can almost see the fingerprints and the handles.
The hours that the museum is open.
10 until the last person shows up in the evening. It could be 11 o'clock.
All the way through Saturday. Yes. Here at the Rockingham County Fair, one of the many great things that you can do here, and I believe you'll be here every minute of the day.
Yes, as much as we can, and answer questions.
So when you come to the fairgrounds, go to the museum and say hi to Kurt. Tell him you heard him on WSVA talking about all the great things.
And I'm only one volunteer. We have volunteers there taking and making butter from a machine that's gas-powered before electricity. So we have people that are handcrafting baskets the old, old way. You see a trash brush that's being converted, old brush and tree limb being converted to brush, to bushes and, baskets.
Okay.
Handcrafted right before you sign. Then you can walk away with one.
All
purchase
right.
One.
Very good.
The food is excellent.
Oh, the food's always excellent.
Oh, man. I hit the 4-H breakfast every morning.
Very good. It's all kind of food. You get the Bridgewater Rattan Club. They got all kinds of food. Is there a favorite food item that you like?
Exactly. Yes, I just love their 4-H breakfast. I mean, they cook. I don't know how they do it. It's the best breakfast. It beats the competition, believe me.
Kurt, thank you very much. I can feel the passion that you have for this museum.
It's a week I enjoy. I volunteer my time for this. This is pleasure.
Very good. So go see Kurt at the Rockingham County Fairgrounds, the museum. One of the great things here at the fair. Roy, I got to ask you something. All right, so what about you with the rotary phone? You ever worked a rotary phone? All right. Oh, and if you had to dial it 8, 9, or 0, yeah, you can hang that up. It's like, how in the world did you? Everything has to be quick and now. And I remember as a kid, you know, I wanted those ones and twos where it's real, really quick, but that 8, 9 is just tantalizingly really slow when you're sitting at the dial one of those.